Obviously, for the 2016 season, we're working on re-signing some of the players that we had in the past, as well as adding to our roster and really put together a championship season. Last year was frustrating in a lot of ways. Obviously, it wasn't the season that we wanted as an organization, and I know that these guys didn't want. We should be sitting here talking about how we're going to repeat for a championship, but that didn't work out. So our goal was to look at team chemistry and good football players that can play well on the field, can win us a championship, as well as give back to the community or actively involved. These four gentlemen right here are, you know, coaches in the community. They coach at DC3. They coach at the private school, as well as they coach in the high school. So they're here. They're permanent residents, and they want to see Dodge City be successful. So what I've done is re-signed all four of these gentlemen, as well as a couple other players from last year's team. And there's going to be some changing faces with the makeup of the team, and it's going to be done to create a better team chemistry and a winning environment, and to really make football fun. And I know these guys are 100% on board. I'm excited to have them back. They've all contributed to our team in the last few years, and they are really what we have as far as a building block. I'll put these guys in the position to be my captains of the team and be the vocal guys as far as what Dodge City is all about and what our expectations are on how to handle yourself in the community as well as on the football field. So we're excited for the future of Dodge City football. We should be sitting here talking about a whole lot of other things than what we did last year, but obviously every year you learn a little bit more about yourself as a team, as a coach, and as a player. And I think what we've been able to do is sit down and really address some of our pros and cons and how to come out ahead and turn Dodge City into the dynasty that we want to be part of in the CIF. I know we won Franchise of the Year and Management of the Year and Game Operations. Well, it's time for us as coaches and players to bring that trophy home to Dodge City, and I think we're making that step. The other thing is that we have a tryout coming out on the 17th at the United Wireless Arena. It goes from 11 o'clock to about 1:30. Any players that are want to come out and try out the forms, you can go to www.dodgecityfootball.com. There's a form online there, as well as you can call the office and get all the information. The other thing is after the tryouts are done, we're going to give a free kids camp to any kid who wants to come out. We're going to do it for the first 100 kids. It's free of charge. We're going to do it at the United Wireless Arena with help from Western Plains Medical Center. They're going to be the sponsor of it. We're going to get some help through the YMCA. Our players will be out there. Coaches will be out there. We'll put the kids through drills. We're obviously going to provide some drinks for the kids for free and really just try to give back to the community and do something cool for the kids. So any kid that wants to come out and be a part of it, we're going to have from 1:30 to 2:30, we're going to have anywhere from 5-year-olds to 9-year-olds. And then after that, for the next hour, 2:30 to 3:30, we'll have the 10-year-old to 15-year-olds. So it's just an ability for these kids to come out and keep playing football, learn some different techniques, and have fun with our players. Is there any questions with any of the guys at all?
Yeah, I guess how important was it to retain some of your guys? Kind of how you stressed the importance of guys who are still in the community, guys who were part of last year's team to bring back.
I think the most important part is when you're re-signing players is to really listen to players and say, this is what we need to do to be successful. I value these guys' opinions. I mean, they are almost like secondary coaches for me. So when we sat down and talked at the end of the year, before I re-signed anybody, I had a good talk with these gentlemen, and they gave me some insight on maybe some things that I can do better as a coach. And they talked about things that maybe they can do better as a player. And I think that's really what makes that great team environment. But signing these guys is definitely the part that we need to take care of, which is the local guys who not only can play football but really can contribute to the community. I mean, you're looking at four players right now that are going to be playing for us through the whole season, carry our locker room, and be the captains of our team.
What are some of the key parts of the team that you're looking at to build on to improve from last year?
Well, I think, more than anything, leadership. I think, what we need to do is we need to have more leaders. We need to have more focus and really more direction. You can't start the season 6-1 and then have the skid that we had. There's no reason for that. So that, as the head coach, I take full responsibility for that. But I know these gentlemen up here take as much responsibility as I do, and I respect that. So we need to continue to be successful, and there'll be some key players that we had last year that won't be returning, but there'll be some other players that are coming back that'll fit those roles, and we won't miss a beat.